With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
And welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next hour or so, we're going to be looking back at all last weekend's results in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We've got a full fixture preview, arguably, maybe, possibly one of the more pointless fixture previews that we've ever done. Not because of the guest, of course not, it's Tom Feeney, non-league journalist from Yorkshire, but just because it snowed a lot over the last few days or so. We'll also be catching up with the managers at Warrington, at Marine, at Lancaster City and at Farsley Celtic. But before all of that, there is only one place we can start this week, and that's the third round of the FA Trophy this weekend, where hopefully, fingers crossed, weather permitting, Ramsbottom United will be hosting AFC Fylde. In a second, we'll be hearing from Bolton FM's Chris Hyder for his take on this trophy tie in the third round. But before that, on Friday morning, I caught up with the manager at Ramsbottom United. Here's Chris Wilcock. So, Chris, a big thank you for joining us. Obviously, a very, 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 very big game in the history of Ramsbottom United this weekend. There is a lot of snow around, so I'm proposing that this is the pre-match interview. Even if tomorrow's match is called off, we'll just replay this interview in a week's time or so. We'll get to the state of the pitch in a second or two. But what's your mood like heading into this vitally important game for the club?
Yeah, I mean, obviously myself and the players, we're very buoyant. We're looking forward to the challenge that Fylde bring. And we're excited. We've trained well this week, even though we've had adverse weather. We planned ahead and got ourselves sorted. And the lads now are prepped. We have a game plan in place, and we're looking forward to getting on with the game.
And the last time we spoke, I mean, you touched upon the form there. Banging form, Ramsbottom United, best form in the league in the last 10 games. And in particular, the last two matches as well since we last spoke, a 5-0 against Glossop and a 6-0 against Skem. Emphatic professional outcomes there by your side. You must be dead pleased.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased with the results. But, in both games, we didn't play particularly well, I'll be honest with you. We certainly didn't reach the levels that we did over the two games against Weymouth and what we've done against previous teams in the league. So there's certainly room for improvement. Delighted with, obviously, scoring 11 goals and not conceding. But, we fell short, well short of the standards that we set ourselves. And, we need to get back at it tomorrow, or else we'll find it extremely difficult against Fylde.
Now, when this show goes out, people will know. I think there's a pitch inspection on Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock-ish. I mean, there's going to be a lot of games postponed this weekend, it feels like. I mean, what would that mean for the preparation? I mean, you've been training regardless, haven't you? So what would it mean for the preparation if this game was put back a week or so?
No, and obviously it just delays it two or three days. I'm sure the fixture will be moved to Tuesday. Under the floodlights at the riverside. Our preparation, won't change. We'll still do work tomorrow. We've already prepared for that, plan B. And we'll see what the weather conditions have in store for us overnight. But I think it's going to be increasingly difficult maybe to get the game on tomorrow. But we'll look forward to Tuesday regardless.
Don't give your plan away too much. But generally, what is plan A with regards to overcoming AFC Fylde? We all know about the calibre of the club. They've got some cracking players. How important is home advantage in all of this and getting a good atmosphere there in Lancashire?
Well, for us at the moment, it's not been... our away form's fantastic. We've done a lot of travelling, certainly in the competition. But our away form in the league is 10 wins and 3 draws since I've arrived. And we've not been as clinical, certainly at home. So, is it an advantage? Everybody seems to think so. Weymouth thought home advantage for them on their great surface would favour them. But it didn't seem to change the outcome in the game that we played against Weymouth away. So, I think it's we're both in good form. They're a very good side. I mean, we're going to have to play the perfect game, basically, in and out possession. And if we don't do that, then we'll find it very difficult.
And finally then, Chris, obviously, you know, the league is also very, very important to Ramet. And as we touched upon, the form going into this game has been superb in Division West. You're just on the edges of the playoffs at the moment. Once this is all done and dusted and you know whether you're through to the fourth round or not, you are going to be a few games behind, I'd imagine. So balancing everything quite well, it looks like at the moment, that's set to continue as we enter February and March time.
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I'd rather have points on the board than games in hand. But, you know, once we've played the same games as everybody else around us, we'll see where we are in the league. And then we'll look to set our targets, you know, accordingly.
And finally, then, Chris, just a message to the home fans for tomorrow. What's your message to them?
You know, I'm hoping that we're going to come out in numbers. It's a special day for the football club. I know the players are going to do the club proud. Come and make sure there's a fantastic atmosphere that can help the players achieve their dream.
So a big thank you there to manager at Ramsbottom United, Chris Wilcock, for joining us on this week's show. And joining us now for more views on this vital match in the FA Trophy. We're now joined by the welcome return from Bolton FM. It's Chris Hyder. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ben. Thanks very much. Good evening.
Good evening. And is it going to be a good weekend? I mean, everyone must be looking forward to this one. What's your take on it?
Oh, it's where do you start with this one? You know, a few weeks back, I wondered what it'd be like if Rami Drew filed in the Cup. My wish has been granted, and the club deserves it for everything they've got up to in the competition this season.
Since we last spoke as well, I mean, we touched upon the league form. Obviously, there was two matches since we last spoke, and Ramsbottom United won 5-0, won 6-0. So they are going into this in good form.
Of course they are, yeah. And people look at that second result, that 6-0 win over Skelmersdale United, and you might well just look at it and go, oh, it's only Skelmersdale United, they're struggling at the foot of the table. Nonsense. You won a couple of good victories following on from that Weymouth triumph, and if you're not going to boost the morale through a victory like that, I really don't know what you're going to do. So, yeah, two very good league victories, and it's going back to what we've discussed, isn't it? Just the fact that, you know, you can have a good cup run and have some very pivotal league form going on at the same time, and Ramsbottom are the absolute proof in the pudding there.
Such a great cup run that they've been on. Do you think it's possible that they could beat Fylde? I mean, it does feel like a big stretch, but stranger things have happened.
Indeed they have. I mean, you look at some of the strange matches that have occurred in the trophy this season. 3 weeks back, I was keeping an eye on all the other matches as they were coming in. I didn't peg, for example, Stockport being 5-0 up. I think it was 4-0 up at half-time in their match against Truro, and they ended up winning it 5-0, and Matty Warburton getting all those goals. Anytime you think you've got the trophy sussed, some team like Ramsbottom, or another example, Carshalton and Athletic from the Isthmian League, just come along and make the trophy that much worthwhile, in my opinion.
Now, we did just speak with Chris, and I'll let people know into a little secret. I'm actually speaking to you before I've spoken to Chris. So I'm gonna know a bit more about this question I'm going to ask you when I interview Chris on Friday morning. I'm interviewing Chris Hyder on Bolton FM on Thursday night. What's the weather like?
What's the weather like around our way?
Yeah.
Well, there's still some snow and ice on the pavements. It's clear outside, but very cold.
Just to say, there is full commentary available on Live Sports FM for this one. Go on, give us a prediction then, Chris. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
I think it's going to be another replay for Rami after a 2-2 draw.
Well, Chris Hyder, big thank you for coming on. It's certainly exciting, and like we've touched upon when we've had you on in the past, it really couldn't happen to a club who deserves it more. I mean, it's such a you know, what went on a couple of years ago with the flooding and that kind of, the club really has bounced back. It's in the playoffs, it's in the third round of the FA Trophy. It is a case of onwards and upwards for Ramsbottom United. But Chris Hyder, presenter of Saturday Sport on Bolton FM. A big thank you for joining us, and all the best this weekend. So a big thank you there to Bolton FM's Chris Hyder, and a big, big good luck to Ramsbottom United this weekend. Ramsbottom United against AFC Fylde live in the third round of the FA Trophy. A big good luck to everyone at the club. It's going to be a cracking occasion, and we'll catch up with Chris Wilcock in the fourth round. But joining me now on the other end of the phone to look back at last weekend's results in the Evostick Northern Premier League Premier Division, we're now joined by the welcome return. It's the wonderful, it's the magical, it's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
I won't say magical after this week, but how are you doing?
Well, what we're all hoping for, James, is that your warmth and your love melts the snow that's landed on the ground midweek. We are recording this on Wednesday. Later in the show, we've got a fixture preview with Thomas Fienet, which could be one of those fixture previews which could prove to be the most pointless fixture preview we've ever done. It was Andrew Snaith's last year, wasn't it? It was his. But I'm pretty sure The snow's going to melt by weekend. There, I've said it. But big disclaimer, obviously look outside your window before setting off on Saturday, and also have a look at Evostick League on Twitter as well. James will be busy in the MPL bunker on Saturday morning, reassuring supporters that matches are either on or off. Isn't that right?
Yeah, just like with Twitter and South Shields last week.
Have you still fallen out with Google? Is that all sorted?
Well, they've got it right now, so
good. Excellent stuff. Well, we can all move on. Happy days. So as well as Thomas Fina, we've also got the management at Warrington, Farsley, Lancaster and Marine. But, James, big, big weekend of results in the Northern Premier League. Firstly, South Shields beat Whitby Town by 5-2. The great home record at Mariners Park continues for South Shields. They're 3 points clear up at the top. But, well, to say they've got a pack of teams behind them would be an understatement. 3 sides, 3 points behind them. Warrington Town, Farsley Celtic, Nantwich Town. More on their results in a second. But South Shields getting the job done there on Saturday against Whitby.
Yeah, but wasn't as easy as people think it were, though. They did go down very early on. And, again, Whitby Town did really push them for it. But, again, South Shields do what they do best. Absolutely dominating the second half in 4 cracking goals, as I say, as well.
Absolutely. I mentioned Warrington being the big movers. 3 straight league matches without a win. There were 2 draws in there, including a very good draw against Farsley Celtic. But nevertheless, 3 straight matches without a win in the league for Warrington. But boy, did they respond on Saturday. A 3-0 win against Grantham Town. And that seems like a good time to welcome back friend of the show. Here's the manager at Warrington Town. Here's Paul Carden. So, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. A great victory at the weekend. And, well, we've got a title race on our hands. We already knew that. But Warrington well and truly involved.
Yeah, it is what it is. We're still a long way to go and a lot of football to play before you could actually say it was a race. But we're up there, we're challenging, we need to maintain it. And, you know, as I'm sure the other sides up at the top will fancy themselves, you know, on any given day against anybody in the league. And, you know, that's only good for the division and you know, makes it interesting and, you know, exciting.
Before that 3-0 win, there was 3 games where Warrington were winless. That said, you know, 2 of those games were against Farsley and a good draw against Farsley and a defeat against Scarborough. Very competitive division we're involved with at the moment. How important was that 3-0 victory to get the show back on the road?
Yeah, it was. But I think as much as like the score and obviously winning, and I know people say, you know, it's about getting a point on the board, which ultimately it is. But we needed to show performance as well, and I felt we did that. And I've said it before, and without being disrespectful or sounding arrogant in any ways, because I'm not. You know, it could have been twice that scoreline, and you would have said, well, they actually could have scored more. So it was more about performance as much as the result. It was they were equal, and I was delighted that we produced both.
Now, me and you, Paul, have got something in common this weekend. We're both going to Lincolnshire for a very long trip. Gainsborough Trinity tomorrow. I think it is game of the weekend. Gainsborough just outside the playoffs, got a lot to play for. Yourself, if you get enough goals and a victory, and South Shields don't pick up a win, you could be top come Saturday 5 o'clock. It's a big, big game, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, I've probably said it to you as well. It's, you know, every next game is your biggest of the season, especially where we are. You know, it's going to be a real good game. I would think, because we've got two sides full of good players. Obviously, Gainsborough have been up there for most of the season and very tight at the back. Don't give a lot away. You know, they've got goals in them for the sides who've got, you know, the likes of Reeves and Hannah, who don't play as regularly as they probably would like. Just goes to show their strength in depth, especially up front. And, you know, they've got good players all over the pitch. But so have we, which makes it, you know, going to be another good game for us. And, you know, one we'll respect Gainsborough for who they are and the players they've got and the position they're in the league. But one where, you know, we're also confident that if we produce a performance on our day, as I said before, we can beat anybody. So it's you know, I'm looking forward to the game and hopefully we can come out on top.
Now, I wouldn't dare interview you or Lee Picton before this game, because I don't think it would be fair to. But that game on the 16th, just to throw in there, South Shields against Warrington. Have you thought about that game yet?
No, I genuinely don't look past the net. I obviously
surprise.
Know who we're playing. I obviously know who we're playing, but I don't look past it too much. I mean, they're having an unbelievable run at the minute, South Shields, and credit to them. But it just goes to show that the form that the rest of the sides up there are in, because there's 3 points separating us. You know, it's very, very tight. So, but their run, you have to. Take your hat off to them, but like I say, I mean, we'll have them watched and we'll make sure we do everything that we usually do with all the teams. I know it'll certainly be different than when we played them earlier on in the season at home. They're very strong at their place, but there's games before that, and we need to make sure that we're on to those games, because if you look too far ahead, you trip over what comes in front of you first. So we don't want to do that, and we just focus on what we've got coming up.
So a big thank you to Paul Carden there, manager at Warrington Town. We've got the MPL monthly show next week. Berkey can't say South Shields are going to win it by 10 points. Warrington won't let that happen, will they?
Again, it's all going to come down to their game on the 16th, I think. So obviously, Warrington, the best way to do it, really, sometimes.
Absolutely. And still not broken the 20 goals conceded barrier. Warrington now on 18 goals conceded after 27 games. Quite a remarkable record. Fazer Celtic bounced back from that very close game. I say very close. I mean, you can't get closer, can you, with when South Shields got the winner. But Fazer Celtic bounced back on the East Coast on Saturday, beating Scarborough Athletic by 3-1. It's a superb result, that, for Farsley Celtic. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Farsley. Here's Adam Laitland.
It's important that we return to winning ways as quickly as we could after the undeserved defeat, I'd say, at South Shields the weekend before. But it's a difficult place to go, is Scarborough. And you know, to go up there and win the game 3-1 was incredibly pleasing. And whilst it was difficult and we had to defend very resolutely at times in the game, I actually felt that we missed another couple of really good opportunities to maybe, you know, get an extra 1 or 2 goals. But that would have just been a bit greedy of us. But we'll take the 3 points. Great to get back to winning ways. And overall, just delighted with the way that the players have responded from what was a disappointing result, like say the weekend before at South Shields. You know, the way that we've bounced back from that result is fantastic, and we're starting to put together another run.
And that's it wasn't just the result, it was the nature of it, wasn't it? It was a bit, I described it as a bit of a punch in the stomach. You must be dead chuffed with the way, you know, the grittiness of bouncing back the way you did. And dare I say it, and I don't want to jinx it for you, but that's what champions are made out of, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd like to think that in my time at Farsley, we've demonstrated that time and again, you know, where we've maybe had a setback or we've gone through a little bit of adversity and, you know, we can't put it behind us, dust ourselves down, get back on the bike, so to speak, and go again. It was more than a punch in the stomach, the goal at South Shields, I have to say. I mean, I would have been a little bit disappointed if we'd have drawn it, to be honest, because I felt we were worthy of at least a point in that game. But, you know, the important thing is what you do next. You know, things like that are here to test us. And, you know, there was no better game for us than going to Scarborough, you know, playing in front of another big crowd against another top team in the division. And to go up there and perform the way we did, get another 3 points and then back that up on Tuesday in the Cup at Stafford with another excellent performance was very pleasing. And we're hoping that we can go on another long unbeaten run now.
Right, let's talk about the upcoming games then. There's some, you know, Scarborough's a big game. Coming up, you've got Nantwich, you've got Gainsborough. But before that, you've got Northumbria United. And how difficult is it for you as a manager to make sure that your players, you know, after those fantastic performance against Scarborough, keeps their eye on the prize with regards to, you know, this match against Northumbria and don't get too distracted with what's coming over the brow of the hill?
Well, I think, you know, I always find that it's the games against the teams towards the foot of the division where you earn your coin as a manager. You know, the games against the top sides, I think players they naturally motivate themselves. You know, they're at it because they know that if they're not, they're going to get beat. Sometimes you can play to your maximum and get beat against other top sides. That's just the way that football works. But against the teams at the bottom, you've got to ensure that everybody's focused and you know, you show them the respect that they deserve. I mean, there's no easy games in this division. Every game's difficult. And if you go into it thinking that you've got a right to just turn up and win, then you probably get beat. And, you know, so we're well aware of that. But, you know, we've got plenty of experience and honest lads in our dressing room. And we're not going to take any team lightly or any game for granted. You know, we haven't done all season and we're certainly not going to start now. So we expect a difficult game against Ferriby on Saturday. You know, they're at the bottom of the league, they're fighting for their lives, and they're going to come and they're going to have a go, but it's up to us to perform to our maximum, start the game positively, and hopefully put ourselves in a position to win it, and that's the most important thing.
Adam Laitland there, manager at Farsley Celtic. I think it's very impressive what Farsley did at Scarborough, coming back the way they did after that punch in the stomach from South Shields the week earlier.
Yeah, I think not just that, I think just in general for the title race, because I think Scarborough really needed a result out of. It's not too late for them to get back into it, but they are going to need snookers now to get back involved.
And finishing off the top four, we've got Nantwich Town, and Dave Cook comes on the show last week and it didn't affect them. It was, and 1-0 wins leagues and all that. Nantwich Town beating Matlock at Causeway Lane by 1-0. And that's an epic result, that, for Nantwich, considering as well they've had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, fresh legs at this time of year is always going to be an advantage, especially with coming off the back of what's normally a tough Christmas fit period. Wasn't an easy game, and they were made to go for the 3 points there.
So that's the top four, as we said, separated by 3 points from South Shields down to fourth place Nantwich Town, with Farsley Celtic and Warrington Town being the sandwich in this promotion feast. But then the Scarborough Athletic, they're now 6 points back and they're only 1 point ahead of Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity do have a game in hand. That said, a 1-1 draw against Stafford Rangers last week. I mean, we'll cover off the relegation places shortly, because that's a great result, that, for Stafford Rangers. 3 games unbeaten now in the league. For Gainsborough, it is disappointing, but that said, they're still 5 games unbeaten, James.
Yeah, indeed. But again, it's 2 points dropped, I feel. The way Stafford Rangers will be playing the last couple of weeks, great result for them, by the way, to get them out of the relegation zone. Gainsborough missed the opportunity to get a one up on Scarborough and potentially get themselves ready for a push for the year title, and the fact they've still got to play some of them too. Obviously, it's not the end of the world and they've still got to go play some of them. I think they've got South Shields on the last day of the season, which now could end up to be a massive game for them.
Let's talk about the relegation places then. That's a great point there for Stafford Rangers on the road. Keeps them out of the relegation places. There was a great win for Lancaster City on Saturday, beating Witton Albion by 1-0. And that sees Lancaster City propel themselves out of the relegation places, now 2 points clear of the drop zone. And that seems like a good opportunity to welcome back to the show the manager at the Giant Axe. Here's Mark Fell.
There's no better time, they say, don't they? There's no better time to score than the 90th minute or injury time. It doesn't quite play out that way. It's obviously an event. It was an eventful 90 minutes. The conditions were horrendous. And the referee's done really well. And it's not like me to praise referees, but the referee's done really well to to maintain the game and just get us all through it. And both teams tried to play some football, but the manner in which we won, we were great second half. We probably deserved it, I thought. And obviously, it's not necessarily about how we win games. When you're at the end of the table, we are. It's just making sure you do win games and you get some points on the board. And as I say, it was a nice way to win it. And we had a nice Saturday night based on the fact that we won a game. But we got it out of our system and we'll get ready to go to Stafford tomorrow, weather dependent.
Now, Witten's one of those teams, about 10 others, who I don't think are very thankful with the form you've had, the form Marines had, the form that Mickleover had a couple of weeks ago. You've dragged so many teams in. The relegation battle is crackers with what's the gap between Basford right down to the relegation places. It is a case of more the merrier and dragging in as many teams as you can and trying to get away from it if you can as well. I mean, what's your take on the relegation battle at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, we want to obviously drag as many teams in as we can. I think there's probably 7 or 8 or 8. I think even if you go to Whitby, I think Whitby are 5 points ahead of us. So nobody's out of it yet. And it is sort of bizarre how it's come about. And obviously, there's a couple of teams that look like they were going. I mean, we had five points in October. And we looked like we were doomed. And it's not just us. Obviously, Marine obviously didn't have the best of starts, had a change of manager, and then they've had a bounce as well. So it is interesting. Obviously, some clubs are rolling the dice, aren't they, and changing managers just to try and get themselves out of trouble. But I don't think anyone's safe in that bottom half at the moment. I think it's two or three games, and it all seems to change. And obviously, my job is to get us to the top end of that bottom half and try and put 6 or 7 clubs below us who are in more danger than we are. But as I say, we're taking it a game at a time, and we've got, I think, we had a tough Christmas, us. And I think the fact that we've now unbeaten in 4 after Christmas is testament to the hard work of the lads, really, and the character that they've shown, because it would have been easy to slip back into, you know, a bad run and all of a sudden you're maybe adrift, and we didn't want to do that. So they've worked hard to get us back in a place where we can certainly see the teams above us and we can go and try and attack them.
And defensively as well. I mean, it's a bit rare what's been going on at Lancaster the last couple of weeks. I mean, 2-1-0 wins. We'll ignore the Mickleover game because that does seem like one of those up and down games. But and a 1-1 draw against Warrington, it seems to be like being built on a good defensive unit at Lancaster.
Yeah, I mean, we were brilliant at Warrington. And to be fair to Paul Carden, he openly came out in the press and said that they'd stolen a point from us. Because we were brilliant and we got done by a brilliant free kick in the 97th minute, I think, when the four minutes had already been added by the referee. So that was a bit of a signal for us. But it's one of them where you say, right, beforehand, we'd snatch people's hands off for a point. But when it actually happens, you maybe think you were hard done to not to get them all. So, yeah, we've not conceded many, but we've not scored many either. So the fact we had to not concede many because we've never scored more than 2 a game all season. And that's something we want to try and fix. But when you're not scoring more than 2, you've got to make sure you're shutting the ball out at the other end so you can try and pinch games. And that's what we've managed to do. And to be fair, we've got a nice little partnership of Brad Carsley, who came to us sort of 2 or 3 games ago, and Matt Blinkhorn. So they've already developed a nice little partnership, and we are looking certainly like we'll score more goals than we have been.
Now, finally then, Mark, obviously, I know what you're going to say, one game at a time and all that, but I do have to ask these questions. You do understand. I'm sure all the managers understand. They have to ask this question. But, you know, you've got 3 very interesting games coming up. Stafford Rangers, obviously, tomorrow, weather depending. And then you've got Whitby and Bamber Bridge coming up. And as we've already touched upon, Bamber Bridge are only 4 points above you at the moment. Whitby Town, just 5 points above you at the moment. So, actually, it's 3 points, isn't it? 3 points to Bamber Bridge, 5 points to Whitby. So this could be a pivotal 3 games coming up. I mean, one game at a time. I know what you're going to say. Go on, Mark.
It's one game at a time. It is. But, I mean, every manager will tell you that, but every manager has looked at little runs you can put together. I think we all try and predict what could potentially happen in the next run of games. We have targets for sort of 5 games at a time, and you try and focus on your energy into certain games because you think you've probably got more chance in those games. So, we're looking at these 3 and thinking there's an opportunity here. They'll all be tough games. Every game in this league's tough, so there's no givens with anything. But we sort of set out, we've looked at Bamber Bridge, for example, who are up in 13th place, and thought, okay, look at their next 3. I think they've got South Shields, Nantwich, and then us. So they've got a couple of really tough ones. We've got ones that are marginal, probably. So if we can come out the right side of the margins, we could go to Bamber Bridge in 10 days' time on that Tuesday night, either level pegging with them or above them, which would be great. And it might just give us a little bit of an advantage. So we're looking at the league and trying to make predictions and trying to focus the lads' attention onto certain key games or key aspects of games. But there's no getting away from it. These three are important for us, and they don't make or break your season because you've still got probably 10, 11 games after that. But we could make our life a lot easier by getting some points on the board starting. Well, if Saturday's on, I'll be amazed, but hopefully starting on Saturday.
Mark Fell there, manager at Lancaster City, joining us here on the MPL show. So Lancaster City out of the relegation zone. Stafford Rangers, with that 1-1 draw, managed to keep themselves out of the relegation zone. Someone has to drop in, and that's Michelover Sports, and they did so because they didn't play. That's just the way it works at the moment. But it's so tight down the bottom end. Also getting a positive result last weekend was Marine, travelling to Ewan Fields and beating Hyde United by 2-1. It goes to show you, though, James, I mean, we'll hear from Neil Young in a second, but it does go to show you that win for Marine only takes them 3 points above the relegation zone. That's yeah. Harsh, isn't it? Considering the yeah. How good that win is.
Yeah, but not only that, the win for Lancaster City drags Whitton into that little bit of relegation yeah. fight. So you've got at the moment seven teams, 3 points off maybe Clover Sports, whose game in hand, obviously the game from the weekend, was against Workington. So again, some of the teams around the area need to get ready for when that gets rearranged later on in the season.
Well, we've not covered the Basford result yet, but Basford are 12 points above the relegation zone, sitting in seventh. So it's so tight. I mean, anyone below Basford could, any dip in form could be fatal.
Could do indeed, but again, you've still got a long way to go. Again, with the way that Buxton, Hyde, Matlock have been playing this season, you can't really expect them to really to drop in significantly.
Whoa, James, how long have you been doing this broadcasting act? It's broad-brushed generalisations just to make it more tense. That's all we're doing.
I know. I'm trying not to get too far into it because no point. Burke will remind us that it did happen to Hyde 1 year.
And Whitton.
Quite famously as well.
And Whitton. It does happen, doesn't it? And that's the danger. And when teams like... we just spoke to Lancaster. Obviously, teams like Marine, when they get on a run of form, they drag teams in. And let's hear now from the manager at Marine. Here's Neil Young.
Yeah, lads played really well. We showed another side to us. You know, we're evolving, as I've said, since I came in back in September. Obviously, we've had a few good results in recent weeks. But, you know, last week you've seen another side to us that, you know, a bit of grit and determination. We're always in the game. Obviously, went 1-0 up. Hyde came back strongly, 1-0. But then, as I say, we showed the other sides of us to go and win the game 2-1.
Now, it's a fantastic run that Marine are on. We've mentioned it in previous weeks, but unbeaten in five, including four victories, only one defeat in seven. I mean, it's just been a formidable run for a team who still are in the lower half of the table. That's the most remarkable thing about it, I think.
It is. It's not just on the lower half of the table. Actually, only 3 points away from relegation. So we're well aware of where we are, but you know, it was always going to take time. It was always going to take time to evolve the squad in terms of the playing structure, and that's what we've tried to do. We brought in some players, quite a number of players, and you know, different methods, different ways of working. Lads are all buying into to what we're trying to do, and on the back of that, we've had some good results. But we know where we concentrate on tomorrow. You know, all being well, it's on and whatnot. But you know, key thing for us is just to keep putting points on the board and trying to climb away from that relegation zone.
Now, we had your counterpart on earlier from Lancaster, Mark Fell, and yourself and Lancaster and Michelover Sports up until about a couple of weeks ago. No one around you. I think you were very, very unpopular with the clubs around you because you kept getting wins, dragging everyone in, and you've helped make one of the most compelling relegation battles that I can remember. I mean, Basford are only 12 points above the relegation zone at the moment. It is a case of more the merrier, isn't it?
I think that's what we've intended to do. You know, when you're down there, when we were in the bottom three, you know, it was always about, you know, not just about getting out of the bottom three, it was also about trying to drag in as many teams as you can. You know, to make that possible, and as you say, you know, we've had four or five really good results, and we're still only 3 points away. You know, while as other teams, probably 6 or 7 weeks ago, were probably eyeing the playoffs. Now they're only probably, you know, 4 or 5 points ahead of us. So, as you say, it's a very compact league, very good league. You know, and some good teams, and anyone can beat anyone on any given day.
Now, you've got Scarborough this weekend, weather permitting. I'm not going to get a weather update, if that's all right with you, Neil, because and I know this show is probably one of the most pointless shows I've ever done with regards to previewing fixtures for this weekend. But Scarborough's, it's a tricky game, this one, not just for yourself, but also for Scarborough. Marine are one of those teams that means that teams up in the playoffs can say there are no easy games in this league.
No, there's no easy games. I'd like to think nobody thinks, you know, playing Marine's an easy game. Our home form, if I'm honest, needs to improve. You know, that hasn't been good enough. We've looked at the reasons why, you know, and one of the main reasons, I think, is that we're probably trying to impress a little bit too much at home. So when we are drawing, we're trying to win games, which is not a bad thing, but can sometimes go the other way as well. But as you say, we played Scarborough not so long ago, actually. And it was a really close game until we lost Chris Doyle with a sending off. And then, you know, they went into the ascendancy. But they're a good side. You know, I know Stevie Kittrick well. I've had many battles with him. He's a friend. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow, obviously, for seeing him. For a new task, a new tactical battle, and hopefully, you know, 3 points.
And I know that the running joke with the managers about one game at a time and all that, Neil, I'm aware of it. But, you know, I look at the matches that are coming up after Scarborough, and, you know, you've got Micklover, you've got Hensford, you've got Workington. I think in March you've got Stafford as well in early March. What's the mood like in the camp as we head into this crucial February and March time for the club?
I think the dressing room's fantastic. I think you only need to see that. You know, last week when we scored our goals, etc. You know, we've got some good young players in the squad now. We've got a young boy, 17, from Blackburn, who scored his winning yesterday. You know, as I said earlier, anyone can beat anyone at any given time. The good thing that's been from us, you know, in terms of last week's result against Hyde and the result against Buxton, you know, I think they were both in 7th or 8th place at the time. So we've proved that we can beat the teams, you know, higher up the levels, and we've already proved we can play the teams around us. But yeah, I know it's cliches, you know, we just got to concentrate on Scarborough and then, you know, assess where we are and obviously look forward to the next game after that.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine. Marine up to 15th position. They've leapfrogged over Hensford. Hensford had a good 1-1 draw against Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge sitting in 13th. You could describe that as mid-table land. However, they're only 5 points clear of the relegation zone. So it's no one's safe. No one's safe. Not even you, James, where you're sitting at the moment. You could get relegated, probably. It's all happening at the bottom end of the MPL. And one last result to bring you, and that finished Northover United 1, Basford United 2. And that's a good result, that, for Basford United. And that's Basford United's first win in league matters in 6 games. So that's not bad at all. Well, James Hayes, social media man for the league. You keep up the good work, by the way. I'm loving all these goal clips that are appearing on Facebook and Twitter. What else is coming up when it comes to social media for the league and that kind of thing?
So, obviously, everyone knows that in the next couple of weeks, the Supporters Play Awards going to be starting. We've not finalised the actual date yet for that, but it's going to be in the next 2 weeks. And then hopefully next week, if you allow us, Ben, I bring my bag of balls again. And we
do. Yay! Bag of balls. Great stuff, everyone. that can only mean one thing. It's time for a draw. That's right. What we're drawing?
It'll be the semi-final for the Integral League Cup.
Great. Wonderful. I'll be there, James. And you'll be there too. And you could join us too, listen. It's going to be cracking stuff. But James says, social media man for the league, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend and we'll speak to you very soon, my friend. So, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's Evo Stick NPL show. But it's now time, and it's that time of the year, everyone, where we look outside our window and say, is there any point doing a fixture preview? Well, down the other end of the phone now, answering the question for us all, it's non-league journalist from Yorkshire. It's Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. This is pretty pointless, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? I remember, I think it was this time last year, this set of games this time last year, I had 6 games in my head that I was going to go to. I said, right, and every single one of them got called off. I think I got to Farsley's, I think it was Farsley, I got to the ground at about 1:30 and they just went, Yeah, no, game off, mate. And it was just literally six games called off that I planned. So it feels that could be what happens this weekend as well.
Now, big disclaimer, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. And as I look outside my window, Santa's just gone past. It is a winter wonderland. I did see a tweet from Donald Trump saying global warming's a hoax. So hopefully it'll all melted by Saturday. We'll get through this and we'll act as if nothing's changed, because it might change by Saturday. But it's what do you make of last weekend's results? Lots of 1-1 draws and that kind of thing. But what do you think of the title race, Tom? Because we've got South Shields, we've got Warrington, we've got Farsley, we've got Nantwich, all separated by 3 points heading into this weekend. It's very, very exciting, isn't it?
Fantastic, isn't it? And I think what you've got is South Shields' home form is, well, remarkable, isn't it? You know, it's now 20 games unbeaten. It's 13 wins this season out of 13 at home. Warrington have done exactly what I think a lot felt they'd do, which is have this good run. Farsley's win against Scarborough last weekend was absolutely, for me, it was absolutely enormous, because I think with Farsley also having that game in hand on South Shields and Warrington, and then Nantwich, who obviously, you know, going into the new year were top of the table, but I think they always knew that they would fall off the top of the table during January. But hey, why don't they just go and sign Ricardo Fuller? You know, just make a signing like that to give you a bit of a boost. So, I mean, this title race now, I'm very good at sitting on the fence, but I really, I really do think this is going to be one of those where last day of the season, this could be going to one or two or maybe three clubs. So I think whatever happens, it's going to be a fantastic end to the season.
Absolutely. And we have got the monthly show on next week, and we'll be quizzing Berkey about this South Shields winning the league by 10 points prediction. I mean, the 3 points clear, it is looking unlikely that they will, if they do win the league. Like you say, it would be very tight if they do win the league, it looks like.
Yeah, definitely. I think the thing is, you know, if you're a South Shields fan, you're probably going up to all the home games thinking, right, well, we've won these, it's the away games. And they had that blip at the start of the season where they, you know, they had some real strange results, you know, lost to North Ferriby United and results like that. So it's whether or not South Shields have any form of blip, because if they don't, you know, that prediction may just be right. But my prediction is last day of the season, maybe they'll have to be some kind of helicopter with the trophy just hovering around a few grounds.
I'd love that. Get James Hayes in a helicopter with the trophy. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Right, let's talk about the fixtures then this weekend. And talk about the top end. We might as well talk about the bottom end as well, because Mickleover, without kicking a ball last weekend, have found themselves in the relegation places. I think they're the eighth team that's been in the relegation places this season or something ridiculous. I've just made that stat up, by the way, but it sounded convincing, didn't it? Mickleover taking on South Shields this weekend. It is an away game. Mickleover desperately need the points. This is not a foregone conclusion, this, for South Shields.
No, definitely. And I think, you know, the big thing for Mickleover is it being in them relegation places. They're probably, it's a weird one, because they've got to look behind them a little bit as well, because Workington, although they're 9 points away from Workington, Workington have got, I think it's four games in hand on Mickleover. So, you know, it's one of these tables where you can't just be looking in one direction at the minute, especially at the bottom, because the way that Mickleover have got to go into this game is they've got to believe that, you know, South Shields are due some form of blip, because, you know, South Shields' form has been absolutely remarkable, hasn't it? And, you know, a lot of people, and myself included, I've got to say, at the start of the season when they had that tricky run of results, I think a lot of people questioned, you know, will South, because at the start of the season, a lot felt South Shields are going to, you know, probably, you know, do a thing where they'll run away with it. But they had that blip, and it was whether or not they had that right mentality, because this is a club that haven't had a blip in years. And you know what? Fair play to them. They're entering February top of the table, and it's whether or not they have any form of blip, because if they don't, you know, it is going to be now a case of, it's more going to be a case of if anyone can keep up with them rather than, you know, them having that pressure.
We'll get to Warrington in a second, but the team in third position is Fars, the Celtic. They're the ones with the game in hand over the two teams above them. A great win last week against Scarborough, bouncing back. Adam Littlen's be so happy with that after the South Shields defeat. Fars, the Celtic this weekend, hosting Northoby United. And you're going to have to put your Yorkshire hat on because it is a bit of a Yorkshire derby.
Yep.
But Northoby, 19 points from safety. I can't keep saying this every week. It is looking a bit grim for them. Is this a banana skin for Farsley?
I think first of all, Adam Lakeland will take this test very seriously. And I think the thing with North Ferriby is there is almost this ceiling of you're not 100% sure just what players will be turning up for them, because they've already lost a player this week to Bridlington Town. And, you know, it's a weird one where you've got, you know, Dean Windass has got this association with the club now. And look, I think for Farsley, you know, they, after beating Scarborough, you know, fantastic away victory, they do not then want to be throwing that away, you know, and making that result pointless. So I think, you know, look, I love Northferriby United in the sense of I've covered them for a good few years, and I've covered them since, you know, they gained promotion from the Evo Stick, and it's heartbreaking to see where they are right now. And, you know, hopefully, you know, things can get sorted off the pitch. But on it, this is going to be the greatest comeback of all time in football, in my opinion, if they were to somehow get out of them relegation places. Because I think right now it's 10 points out of 28. I mean, you know, their only home win of the season, though, was against South Shields, which, you know, is bizarre enough when you say it. But look, for Farsley, after a really tight loss to South Shields, getting that win against Scarborough, I think now the momentum, you know, has stayed with them. A good win against Stafford as well in the Cup, and they'll be looking to continue that run.
Let's talk about possibly game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest. Gainsborough Trinity against Warrington Town. Warrington Town had a little mini blip. There were three games without a win, but then 3-0 against Grantham, back on winning ways for Paul Carden's side. Gainsborough Trinity, 1 point outside the player positions with a game in hand. This is game of the weekend, Gainsborough against Warrington. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, I wanted to pick the two Yorkshire sides, but now, I'm going to agree with you. I think what you've got with Gainsborough is the potential within that group to just go on a winning run is certainly there. And the incentive for them as well to have that game in hand on Scarborough and to know that it's just a point gap. While for Warrington, you know, they know that results go their way on Saturday, they could end the day top of the league. It's unlikely, but it could happen. And I think what you've got is just, there's so many fascinating results at the moment and fixtures at this top end of the table where, you know, Nantwich might have gone a little bit of a blip. They'll be outside the playoffs. You could have Farsley go on a winning run and they'll be top of the league. And I think for Gainsborough, they will just be looking at this thing of, the, you know, I think the 10 points off top, they've played a game more as well. You'd probably say already that playoffs has to be the aim rather than aiming any further. But, you know, the potential within that group is that they could certainly go on, you know, a 5-6 game winning run. And then all of a sudden, you know, who knows where they'll be.
They do say, and they being third-rate pundits on the NPL show, not you, Tom, I'm talking about the ones on the monthly show, 1-0 wins leagues. A great win last week for Nantwich away from home against Matlock Town. Nantwich this weekend will be taking on Bamber Bridge. Tricky game this one for Nantwich Town. Bamber Bridge in mid-table land at the moment, but as we've said so many times, they're in 13th, but only 5 points in the relegation zone. So a very tricky game this one for Dave Cook's side.
Definitely, and I think, you know, it is again that whole thing of, at this point of the season in some leagues, there are teams that are very close, you know, whether mid-table, and really, it's kind of, well, we're settled there. You know, we're not going to go up, we're not going to go down. That's how we'll be. But the way that the Evo Stick is at this moment in time, and with how clogged up mid-table is and how few points separate, I think you've got, I think it's Lancaster City are, I think they're 18th, and I think they're only, I think they're 5 or 6 points off Whitby, or 12th, and it just shows you how clogged up that mid-table is at the moment. So what you've got is, you know, for Bamber Bridge, again, a team that know if they go on a little bit of a run, they're not a million miles off getting into that top half of the table. And for Nantwich, they know that they can't be taking this tie lightly. I think it is absolutely fascinating for Nantwich in terms of the feel-good factor, in terms of making a signing. A player like Ricardo Fuller, who, you know, must just bring so much experience to the table. And, you know, that name factor as well, someone from that area. So, for me, Nantwich have had a fantastic season so far. They've done the right things off the pitch, and they just know they've got to keep that momentum going.
Now, since the festive period, I think it's become a bit clear that the top six are the top six. They're the playoff contenders. But we did hear from Darren Kelly last week about Hyde United. It remains 10 points to the playoff positions for Hyde United. But Basford have put themselves into seventh now, leapfrogging over Hyde United. They're 9 points from the playoff positions. Basford this weekend travelling to Matlock Town. Matlock Town still with an outside shot. I mean, it is an outside shot though at the moment, because it looks like the likes of Gainsborough at least are going to be able to keep the results going. But there's a big opportunity for Basford this weekend, given that Gainsborough are taking on Warrington.
Yeah, and I think that's it. Is right now, while it certainly does look unlikely for these sides to be able to breach, you know, those playoff places, obviously, so many of them are going to be playing each other. And it is a case of, you know, if one of these top sides just goes on a run where they can't beat any of the teams in and around them, all of a sudden, there is going to be that opportunity. And I do think it would only be for one team as well outside of that group. So, you know, you are probably looking at Basford, Hyde, Buxton and Matlock as the teams, maybe Stalybridge as well. I'd say you're probably looking at them four sides are thinking, right, if one team in the top positions can just go on a, you know, a horrible run of form, there is that chance there. And for Matlock Town, the work that Dave Recklington has done in terms of, he came into a side that looked down and out at the start of the season, the run they'd been on, and to move them into 10th in the table after having, you know, and they've had a little bit of a blip as well. A couple of results haven't gone their way. But if Matlock can go on the run that they had when Dave Recklington came in, they, to me, are probably the side that I'd favour if there was going to be a team to breach them playoffs.
Let's talk about the bottom end of the table then, because the bottom end of the table is seriously competitive, and no one's safe. I'm going to suggest one's safe from probably Basford down. No one's safe. It's everyone keeps winning games. Everyone keeps getting points down the bottom end. And I think it's going to be a high total this season for survival. Marine are taking on Scarborough Athletic. Marine have been in brilliant form of late. Five games unbeaten now in the league. That includes four victories. This is tough. Very, very tough for Scarborough.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the only thing in terms of Marine and the obstacle that really is in their way is the fact that they're playing a Scarborough side that, you know, are kind of ruining what happened last weekend, because that was a massive opportunity for Scarborough. If they'd been able to beat Farsley, all of a sudden you'd be looking at them and saying, yes, they, you know, they've got a real chance. But you look at the work that Neil Young has done since he has come in at Marine, and the run that they've been able to go on. And I do think with Marine, again, I'm someone who likes to sit on the fence here, but I do think Marine are going to stay up. I really do. I think Neil Young, you know, obviously a manager who's been there and done it. He's, you know, he's got the T-shirt for it all. And I just think with the momentum that they've got, if they can just pick up a few more wins, then all of a sudden, you know, it'll be looking a little bit rosier for them. But it really is a case right now just for all these teams. You know, you go on a five-game losing run, you're going to be in them bottom three places. You go on a five-game winning run, you're going to be, you know, in a very comfortable position.
One team who's on a two-game losing run at the moment, and he's actually lost three out of the last four as well. They've lost five in the last seven. Witton Albion. Witton Albion this weekend taking on Buxton. This is a tough game, and, you know, Simo mentioned it on the monthly show last month, the fact that it's all right Witton Albion looking upwards and saying we've got games in hand and that kind of thing. But Cal McCauley rightly says, you know, they're only 3 points now above the relegation zone. It's like Workington, isn't it? You need to win the games in hand.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing, is you can very easily fall into a trap where you think, right, do you know what? We're here in the table, right, okay, we've gone down three places, it doesn't matter. And then all of a sudden, you're thinking, you know, if they lose their game this weekend, they could go down to, I'm trying to work this out in my head, I think they could go down to 20th. I think it'd take like an insane amount of results to go against them, and there'd have to be a massive goal difference swing. But it just shows you how, you know, you'd say, oh, you're 14th in the table. You know, you probably are looking up, you know, wanting to move up a few places. But the thing for Witten is if this losing run continues, all of a sudden they could be, you know, really looking over the shoulder. I know that they've got 3 or 4 games in hand on some teams, but it's that whole thing of, all of a sudden, you're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday. And if you've no momentum, then you really are in trouble.
2 games unbeaten now are Hensford Town. Hensford Town also 3 points above the relegation zone. This weekend, Hensford will be taking on Hyde United. We might as well throw in Grantham Town at this point as well, because Grantham Town are also 3 points above the relegation zone. And this game this weekend is massive for Grantham. Grantham Town hosting Workington. Has it finally clicked at Workington with that win against Bamber Bridge?
And this is the whole thing when you talk about momentum, because Workington, you'd have probably looked at them and thought, they've got games in hand, but where are the wins going to come from? All of a sudden, they get that win. They've got, you know, I know that they're a bit away from everyone. It's, you know, 9 points, but they've got 3 games in hand on Stepford Rangers. And it's whether or not it properly clicks for them. For Hensford, you know, again, it's a bit of a rebuild job with getting the new manager, and he's got, you know, he's made 1 or 2 signings. And I think for Hensford now, the aim is just stay up next season, reevaluate and go again. But Workington could be the one to look at, because there's not many teams, you know, no offence to Workington, because I think I've been there on a cold Tuesday night. They make it very difficult for their opponent there on a Tuesday night, and full credit to them, because if they can just get that home form, if they can get that home form to the level that they'd want it at, all of a sudden they will be picking up a few more victories, and all of a sudden you just never know. And it must create a bit of doubt for Mickleover, for Stafford, for Lancaster, for Grantham. You know, I could literally go up to about like Stalybridge Celtic, almost Whitby Town, you know, because if a team like Workington could just go on an incredible run, all of a sudden some teams are going to be dragged into this relegation battle. And as congested as it is, it is just going to be so close to call who will be going down.
I was going to describe Stalybridge Celtic against Whitby Town this weekend as just a mid-table ding-dong, but you've basically christened it a relegation six-pointer, which is remarkable, isn't it? But one last game to touch upon for this weekend, and it is a very big game. Stafford Rangers against Lancaster City. We heard from Mark Fell earlier, and we heard from the new Stafford Rangers management team last week. This is a big game. 2 points separating the two sides. Whoever wins this, if there is a winner, they're going to be mightily pleased come 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Definitely. You know, this is your 6-pointer. This is the game where you're going to be ending Saturday. If the game isn't called off, you're going to be ending Saturday either with a big smile on your face or feeling a bit down about it all, because, you know, I've watched Lancaster play a few times and I was really impressed by them this season. I think Mark Fell has gone in and done a good job, and he's, you know, he's kind of dragged them out of it a bit. But if they were to lose that game on Saturday, all of a sudden they could be back in them relegation places. And for Stafford, again, you know, you're looking over your shoulder then if they lose that game with Mickleover, although Stafford, in fairness to them, do have a game in hand on Lancaster. So this is a 6-pointer. This is an absolutely crucial game. And it does feel a bit like one of those games where at the end of the season, whoever wins it, if they stay up, they'll say, right, remember that win at the start of February? That played a big part in us staying up.
Well, Tom Feeney, non-league reporter from Yorkshire, a big thank you for joining us. Big disclaimer, everybody. At Evostick League on Twitter, check that Twitter feed on Saturday morning. Also, check your own club's Twitter feed as well. But we should all congratulate Tom for a sterling job there, considering he's looking outside his window there going, this is pointless. This is absolutely pointless. But well done. Well done, Tom. Thank you for coming on. Just a quick plug for your work. What's coming up in your world over the next 7 days or so?
Well, I was going to say it's weird this talking on a Wednesday, because tomorrow's deadline day for some clubs that will affect some non-league clubs in terms of sales and buy. So if you do want to give me a follow on Twitter, that's at Thomas Cena. But I will warn you, it is so Yorkshire heavy that you'll probably hate me by the end of it.
And a big thank you to Tom Feeney for joining us on this week's show. Just that disclaimer one last time. Don't forget, look outside your window, check Twitter, check evostickleague.co.uk and check the Twitter feed at evostickleague as well. You never know. Some of those matches we just talked about there might be on this weekend. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick NPL show. A big good luck to Ramsbottom United in the third round of the FA Trophy. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And next week, we'll be back with the monthly review show as well as a brand new Evo Stick East-West show. But that's it from me. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.